No one ever knows when he's talking into the candid microphone. We try to bring you the real McCoy on Candid Microphone. That is, when we make a secret recording of a guy named... You'll hear the real Smith or Jones, too, when we catch them in the act of being themselves. That's because we go out of the studio into the world to capture our candid glimpses of people like you. We eavesdrop with our hidden microphone. Yes, you'll hear the real McCoy on this program, because McCoy, like anyone else, will never know when he is talking into the candid microphone. In the skyscrapers of Manhattan, the lights burn late, and the swivel chairs groan under the weight of tycoons, heavy with the burdens of big business. They sell and they buy, but always it's someone's super salesmanship that keeps the wheels of industry spinning. Whether they're selling steel or hot dogs, salesmen are brothers under your skin. Now, you won't always listen to them, but the doors to many plush-lined, pine-paneled offices are always open to one little salesman. He goes from office to office, selling to the inner man who is often too busy to go out for lunch. Now, listen to this high-speed super salesman and see if you can resist his sales talk.
What kind of sandwiches you got?
Roast beef, cheese, ham.
Nothing else?
Egg sandwiches.
What kind of meat?
Roast beef.
You sure you have the roast beef, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Yes. Yeah. And bologna sandwich?
Yeah, bologna.
Hamburger sandwiches, chicken salad sandwich, egg salad sandwich.
Must have something better than that.
Well, that's the usual stuff.
What would you like to eat for lunch?
I gotta take what I get, whatever you got left. Sometimes they...
Huh?
They only got bologna left for me.
You like bologna?
I mean, that's,
Well, what if you could choose, you know? If you had the first choice, what would you pick for lunch?
Roast beef.
Listen, how fast can you usually deliver lunch?
About 10 minutes.
Fast as that? Is it a good place?
Yeah, it's good, I mean.
Is the food clean and all?
Yeah, it's fresh and all. From what I see, it's very clean.
Yeah, they use good grade foods and all that?
Yeah, the best in the city,
David.
Yeah?
Yeah. How about the prices? Are they, would you consider them reasonable?
Well, we compared prices with the other restaurants.
Yeah.
And ours is cheaper.
Like how much?
Oh, about 5 or 6 cents. Sometimes a quarter more.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It is clean, huh?
They got a man all day long cleaning up the place. Goes around tables, you know, and sweeps up.
That's fine.
Because, you know, the Board of Health, the inspector.
The who?
There's a man comes in, Board of Health.
The Board of Health?
Every day. And he looks in.
Why? How come he comes in every day?
Well, they don't know who he is.
Well, what do you got? Coffee and what else?
Milk.
Coffee and milk.
Orange juice, Coca-Cola, malt milk. Sodas we got, ice cream soda.
You do?
All flavors.
So that other people may have less eatless days, we have been asked to have some meatless days and an eggless Thursday. Well, some people have cooperated wholeheartedly and some whole hog. The chicken may continue to lay down his eggs for his country and Europe, too, without asking questions. But some of the people won't give up even one meatball as long as they don't understand the real reason. The man with the hidden mic stopped 4 meat eaters, all men, and this is how they have scrambled up the egg and meat situation.
What about this
meatless Tuesday and eggless Thursday?
What is it for? I can't get it straight.
Well, the farm.
Yeah.
As sure as a meat.
Where?
Oh, we've got to send them over to the other side. That's the only thing I can see.
In other words, we
have to starve ourselves to give it to them over there.
Is that what you figured?
That's what I figured.
Well, I mean, what, are we sending meat over there?
They're selling meat. Wheat, flour, anything.
Do you cut out meat tonight?
Well, it's a rule. I don't eat eggs anyhow.
You don't eat eggs, but
no.
You eat meat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you cut out meat on Tuesday?
Oh, now then, yeah, I did.
It only started,
yeah,
didn't
it? Two times, that's all.
You cut out meat?
Yeah, well, I live with Tuesday. That is meat. Don't class that as meat.
No, I don't guess so.
Well, they're allowed liver now and beef and stuff like that, you know, beef lungs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's how.
Well, what do you think is the best way they could ever do this if they want to save some meat and everything else?
Best way?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you think rationing would work better?
Well, that's about the best. That was the other way. I guess it was again.
You think we could go back to rationing?
I guess we will. Well, I mean, if they don't get what they want, the best thing is to go back to rationing.
Are you in favor of sending this stuff over there?
To where?
Well, to Europe. But I mean, if them people haven't got any food.
Well, they have stopped now. A little more starving, like them anyhow.
So let them be, huh?
That's it.
Why are they asking us to cut down on eggs and meat?
Feed the other side, I guess.
You think it's going to work?
Something wrong. I don't know why it is. I don't think it ever worked.
Is anybody doing it that you know?
No, man.
Do you cut out eggs? Huh?
No, sir.
Well, how do you think they could get us to save some food if they really wanted to? What could they do?
No, no.
You think it's really for Europe? You think anything is going to Europe?
Possibly it is for Europe. Send the wheat over there to England?
Uh-huh.
Then they send it back to Scotch whiskey.
Is that what they do?
They send it back to whiskey.
Send it back in Scotch whiskey. You think some of this is real?
Just in the beer.
My goodness.
Well, you give it home for nothing and you pay money to get it back. Huh?
What's your angle?
But my angle of it? Well, when I was in the war, in the army, and I was overseas before I came back, and I see how it was over.